strength of the wolf. Okay, ZL4 Queen Sugar, ZL2KH. ZL4QS, ZL2KH. Nothing heard. Does anyone hear ZL4QS or ZL2KH with me? No. Okay, so let's see if we've got a chorus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 present. 1, 2, 3 districts. We have a quorum, so we'll start. Okay. Are there any other apologies? ZL2KH,
listening. We've got one CQC whose mother's very ill and he's having to take her to hospital, bring a tea time. Any other apologies? Over. ZL2KH, ZL3TNT. I can hear John ZL2QH, he is here.
Item 7-3, the confirmation is the November minutes. Do we have a mover and a seconder?
No, Roy. Roy, Anne was speaking. Anne has a message for you.
Yeah, I heard you there, John Andrews. Is John Lockheed there too? Is he over?
Anne says you can hear him, Roy.
Okay. Yeah, could you say that again, please? Got a bit of local noise here. Just say it again, please, John. Over.
Roy, I think Anne had a message for you. Over.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead, Anne.
Roger, Roy. I can hear John. He is there. Over.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, can you relay to him and ask him if he's, how many he's copying and whether he's happy to carry on with conditions like that? Probably come okay in about half an hour. Over.
You are the only one I can hear. You are the only one I can hear. Over.
ZL2KH, ZL3TNT. He said Topsy is the only person he can hear. Over.
Oh, okay. So the other person can hear you too, is that correct? Over.
I would say negative because Topsy was the only person he mentioned. It's just that I heard him in the noise.
Topsy, can you please ask John, if he's happy that he continue with conditions like that? Then I'll do a list, then I'll put a KO, 3TNT, then I'll put QS. Anne, you are the only one I can hear. I've got you at Topsy. You're the only one I can hear, Anne, over. ZL2KH, the group 4QS has just repeated that Anne is the only one he can hear. He thought I was Anne, or Anne was me, so he can hear Anne only.
Oh, thank you, Topsy. So, Anne, yes, if you could find out from John 4QS, if conditions are likely to get better, or whether he's happy to carry on like that, ZL3PNP, ZL3KH.
Roger, will do. ZL4QS, ZL3PNP.
ZL3TNT,
ZL4QS,
go ahead, Anne.
Good evening, John. Roy is asking if you're happy to continue for me to relay things to you, or how do you feel about carrying on? ZL4QS, ZL3TNT.
You dropped down on the
AM,
you dropped down on the
side
zone, over.
Roger, John. Roy is asking, are you happy to continue? Over.
No, I'm not going to be able to contribute anything, Anne. I'm not going to be able to contribute anything.
ZL2NS, I can hear him.
Yeah, I haven't got terrifically good copy on Anne. I'm not sure if he's quite on frequency or not, but if I use the RIP, I get a little bit better. ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
Yeah, I can hear John faintly in the background, and I've got good copy on Anne.
Yeah, Thanks, Foxy. So I'll leave a little gap so that I can try and pick up on two of the sort of Friday night experiences on AM, but about half past eight it'll start to get better. So we'll carry on. And we'll go to item 7-3 on the agenda. If you mark John 4QF as being present, Topsy, which he is, of course, and we'll take the confirmation of the November minutes. So I have a mover and a second. Is that our PKH with me?
Mover, what do you
deal, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Phil. So that's ZR1UD moving, ZR1PK seconding. Is there any discussion on that before I ask for the vote? ZR2KH listening.
Phil, 2HD. 2HD.
Go ahead, John.
Roy, item 6508. According to the minutes, those minutes say we're still waiting for a response from the Wellington Gate Test Group. And during the meeting, we actually discussed the response from the Wellington Gas District. So I think those minutes need to be altered, need to be corrected to reflect what actually happened at the meeting in regard of 6508.
Yes, thank you, John. I interpret the minutes as being correct. ZL1PK, ZL2KH, what's your take on that, Phil? Over.
My understanding is we're awaiting a response regarding the advice that we're going to carry on at the property at the every meeting.
Go ahead, ZL2HD.
Yeah, Roger. What the minutes say is ZL1PK to action one response if you receive from the Wellington Reactors Group regard to your constitution.
Okay, we have that response.
And then the action point was that I would ask them for a copy of their advice as we discussed on the air. So that item still seems to be waiting.
No, 08, we're still waiting for the response.
What happened at the meeting was we discussed that response and asked for further information. That's not what the minutes say.
Thank you, John. Okay. Probably would have been better to have this discussion by email before the minutes are actually finalised, with poor copy tonight and that sort of thing. Okay, so do you want the minutes altered to say that... Well, what wording, exact wording would you like, John? ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Roy. This is the correct place to discuss the minutes. That's why we have these meetings. That's why we do confirmation of minutes on air. Because they're on air meeting. What we should say in there is the meeting discussed, the letter received from the president of the Wellington Gas Test Group, and then you could say, and the meeting asked, and carry on with the action point. Over.
Thank you, John. Okay. Because as I interpret it, we're still waiting for the response and the verification. Okay. Is there anyone unhappy that the wording be changed to that? ZL2KH listening.
Roy, ZL2KH. Sorry, I didn't quite hear the words that John wants to change the chair over.
Okay, so ZL2HD, ZL2KH. Can you repeat those sort of at dictation speed so the Topsy can get them down and Phil can hear them, please, John? ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The action point was that Phil was the action. So the minute, what actually happened at the meeting was
the meeting discussed the response from the president of the Wellington Gas Test Group and decided on the following action point. Now the action point is correct, but what actually happened at the meeting is we did discuss the response that has been received from the Wellington Gas Test Group, which is not what the minutes say. So does that make sense, maybe? I'm sure Topsy understood what happened. You were present as well. Over.
Thank you, John. ZL1PK, did you copy that? ZL2KH.
I'm not quite clear on what John was proposing, but My understanding is we're still awaiting a response, and, yeah. We're staying still, but we're awaiting a response, though.
ZL2LS, ZL2KH, did you manage to get down what John 2HD said properly? Over.
I've written down, the meeting discussed the letter received from the Wellington VH group and decided on the following action points.
Yeah, thank you. Is that what you want recorded, John, ZL2HD, ZL2KH?
Yes, sir, thank you. That's what happened. That's 100% correct. Thank you.
Okay, now is there anyone on council not happy that action point be amended to read the way that Topsy's read it back? That our 2KH listening. Okay, now with that amendment then, Tony and Phil, does your moving and seconding of the confirmation of the minutes still stands at our 1UD, ZL2KH? Anyone wishing to vote against the minutes being confirmed, ZL2KH listening. I declare the minutes confirmed.
Okay, item 7-4. Do we have any additional agenda items, ZL2KH listening?
ZL2HD, Roy, just the plan change for the Wellington update.
Sorry, John, you're going a bit fast. Considering the copy is not all that good, don't go quite so fast, please. ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Sorry, Roy. Just the plan change 2-4 with the Wellington City Council. An update on that. Over.
An update on the branch 74 with the council. Is that correct? Over.
Negative. It's just the plan change. Item we've discussed a few times, Mr. Plan Change 74 regarding his inner height with the Wellington City Council. Over.
Yeah, thank you, John. That is item 7-13, District Plan Change and inner height. Okay. Any further additions to the agenda? No other additions? Okay, so we now go on to the action point. And we come to action point 7-5-08. ZL1PK, ZL2KH.
Yeah,
ZL2KH.
Go ahead, ZL1 2HD.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, action point was against me. Over. You read the minute.
I'm reading the agenda, John. We didn't change the agenda. So I'm taking the action point as being against Phil, and then I'm going to ask for comments from any other interested person. ZL2HD, have you got something to add to this? Over.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. The minute I assigned this action point to me, and we just confirmed that as being correct. So the action point against me was the right for the contact the Wellington VH district. I wrote to the president of the Wellington VH district, and I am surprised we haven't had a response. But I wrote to him saying council has requested a copy of the advice that they had received and was referred to in their letter, and I understood that they would have responded by now. Update, over.
Thank you, John. Well, I have received nothing. And as talking to Debbie this afternoon, she didn't mention anything, so I have seen nothing. So I'll have to mark that action point as ongoing. That action point against ZL2HD has been ongoing, Topsy. Any further comment on that action point before we move on to the next one?
That there are ongoing due to councillors not doing things. And I have done it, and I think maybe we could have a new action point to follow it up. But I just complete that action point. And I think it's important that councillors, you do what they say they're going to do, get the reflection of that. Over.
Yeah, thank you, John. Okay, Topsy, mark that action point as being completed against that R2HD, and make a note that the Wellington VHF group constitution will be, further action will take place when we receive confirmation from the President, as requested, that the President has been requested by ZL2HD to respond, and we'll see what happens there. Okay, action point 10, I've had no news on that one, so we'll mark that ongoing. Unless anyone else has had action news on 7.7/5/10, has anyone heard anything? Is that L2KH listening? Okay, that's ongoing. Action point from the Monday Council meeting in June, is that our 2ANJ, number 20 and 21. We'll take those together. Is that L2AMJ, is that L2KH?
Yes, good evening, Roy and Council. Action point 20 has been done, it was commenced, it was completed and so on, all prepared about the time this thing was first mentioned in Auckland or wherever we were. I've reported to Council by email on progress and all sorts of funny things have happened to it in the meantime. Number 21, I'm still prepared to put out a circular to the NZART supervisors, it should be, not the word examiners, which appears on the first line of number 21. I've only just spotted that. I'm still prepared to produce such a list and circulate it. That brings you up to date on those two issues as the way they are presented here. So all 2KH and councils are all 2AMJ.
ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH. Thank you, Fred. So, Topsy, can you mark 20 as complete and 21 change the word examiners to supervisors and mark that as ongoing? Has anyone got any comment on those two action points before we proceed any further? ZL2KH listening. Okay, we'll go on to 22. I have had nothing there. I have seen some correspondence from the ALO and that sort of thing on this, but I haven't had anything from ZL1 TGC. Has anyone else seen anything? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2HC.
Go ahead, John.
Do you think we could close at one? I think between what John and Vaughan did, I think we may have disposed of that one successfully, over.
Yeah, I think we have. We'll mark that one complete. Yeah, there's no problems with it. So, Topsy, 22 complete, please. Thank you. Unless anyone's got any comments to the contrary, and I'll listen to those now. Okay, nothing heard. So, action point from the September Council meeting 01. I have heard nothing. Has anyone else heard anything about that? ZL2KH listening. Nothing heard there, so ongoing. And likewise with 06. Has anyone else heard anything or seen anything on the webpage? ZL2KH listening. Okay, that's ongoing. So we get down to the November Council meeting, which is basically the same as the one under 7508. Do we need the two action points? ZL2HD, ZL2JH?
No, that one is completed and we're waiting for a response. And at the point that I'll take that one up and get the council as soon as possible. I was asked to leave the room while they had that discussion, so I know they had it, I just don't know the outcome, sorry.
Thank you, John. So action point 08 is complete. Well, just delete it completely, Topsy, please. Just a minute, I'm going to turn the page. Okay, now we've got some action points here. This one, 01, is against Debbie. She says that the at branch 11 where it has been advised, but the Suburban Amateur Radio Club, she's had to advise, and that one of the nominees for that branch 86 was not a member of NZART. And Walker has advised you would speak with the person and get back to Debbie. She's still waiting for the response. So, Topsy, if you could say the ZL2TDM, or who is actually ZL2TDM, who is actually now ZL2DL, to notify Branch 80, to sort out with Branch 86 the membership status of their exam supervisor, please. On action point number one. Action point number two is against ZL1UD and ZL1TGC. So, Tony, ZL1UD, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH to Council, ZL1UD. This is the starters. I have created the initial document and I forwarded it to board. On the phone about it the other day, and he was mentioning this guy going through it, and the document will then go to Warren and Debbie for their input, and then it'll come to council for approval. Then I'll pick a council, then I want you to.
Tony, can you refresh my
memory as to what its conditions of use are? Over. Roger that. It is the document with regard to an action point that came up in the last meeting, which was concerning ARS Provider.
Thank you, sir. If you've got a document to review the conditions of use, it must be the conditions of use of something. It's not the conditions of use of ARXs, but what is it the conditions of use of? I would like that put in the agenda a bit more specifically. Can you tell me what it's the use for the use of, Tony? Over.
Conditions
for
Yeah, I haven't seen that. It is a document regarding the conditions of use of materials, ARXs and responsibilities. Before the next agenda comes out, this really does need rewording, over.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to know, is it conditions for use of the toilet, conditions for use of the repeaters, conditions for use of the company vehicle, conditions for use of the credit card, conditions for use of the corporate debt. Does anyone got any ideas other, I'll listen for comments from any other councillors. Am I being unreasonable? Is that L2KH listening?
ZL2HD.
Go ahead, ZL2HD.
Right, as I understand it, we discussed the document that no one knew where it was came from, and the actual action point was for someone to find out, I think it was against Tony, to find out where the original document came from. Over.
Yeah, well, this is where I'm a bit confused here about, you know, it's a conditions of use document could be for anything. So, Tony, can you sort that out? And, Topsy, can you take that off the agenda, please? And we'll get it sorted out and get it properly worded for inclusion at the next meeting, ZL2LF, ZL2KH.
Yes, sure
do. Thank you. We'll move on to the next one. Okay, action point 03. Bentley advises me that is complete. And the same for 04. Both of those are complete. Action point 05. I may need this relay. ZL4QF, ZL3KH. Can you please try ZL4QS and ask him if he's done action point 05, over.
I'll try, I don't know if you can hear me. ZL4QS from ZL2MS, do you copy? No reply, I can't hear him. Anne might be able to hear him.
Yes, Anne, could you have a go, please?
What are they? Publications, and of course subscription. You just don't get them in a month by month like in every other organisation, I think you do. Over.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well laid out.
We see the budget triggers and even fans out. That's pretty well itemised. Has anyone else got any comments? ZL2KH, listening.
ZL2AMJ.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Roy, some time ago, about 6 months ago, I think I asked through you if the Treasurer could provide us with some statistics and how much it costs for various activities that the association is involved with. Evan was asked by you very politely to please provide this information. Evan came back and said he was busy, but he was going to sort it out accordingly and said nothing more. I will send you the relevant emails so that you've got a base to start from, if you could please chase up that information, because if we're going to have a face-to-face meeting in February, we need that sort of information in order to make fair judgments on quite a number of things that the association is involved with. ZL2KH and Council, ZL2AMJ.
ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH. Well, thank you, Fred. Yes, I think we've got to do that, but I don't know if you've tried to get hold of Evan lately. Very elusive. Okay. All that's borne in mind, and I'll do something about it. But at the moment, we're looking at the ratification of the payments. Any further discussion on that? ZL2KH listening. Right, I'll put that to the vote. Anyone wishing to vote against that, could you please speak now? ZL2KH listening. Nothing heard, so the payments are ratified. We're now on to item 7-8. Has anyone received a report B from the monitoring service? I could not find one when I had a look. ZL2KH listening. Okay, well, we'll take these. There are.
Just a moment.
The FinTech report this month, I take as being basically an information paper. There's nothing the council needs to approve. Does anyone think I'm wrong in that assumption? That I'll put cash with me.
Actually,
go ahead, John.
No, I don't even think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. But we do need to discuss the first item. I think over.
The FRV interference, is that what you're referring to, over?
Yep, I do. I think the second item, which is licenses not paid, I think that's been dealt with operationally, but I think SRDs and the ALOs you caught in some tax comments, that's pretty important to our members, and I think we need to discuss it.
Righto, okay, thank you. Well, we'll get on to that. I'll take all the reports, therefore, separately. Do we have a mover and a second of the QSL Bureau monthly report be adopted? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1UD.
Thanks, Tony. Have we got a seconder?
Good afternoon.
Thanks, Topsy. Any discussion? All those in favour? Oh no, all those against? Speak now. ZL2KH listening.
Okay, QSL report is received, and a great job Barry's done there. And I'd like to post note here, council sympathy to Barry with his wife being killed by a hit and run driver during the month. Shocking. Okay, monitoring service report. Has anyone received that? ZL2KH listening. Go ahead, Tony.
I just have a look on my computer. I haven't received one, over 6 weeks.
Thank you. So we'll scrub B. We'll scrub that. Delete that from the agenda, Top C.
FinTag, okay, ZL218, ZL2K8. We're on the FinTag report now, John, so we'll have discussion on that, and then we'll get on to the adoption of it after the discussion. Over.
Thank you, Ryan, ZL2HT. I'll move that it be accepted. The SRG interference to the 70 centimetre repeated. We asked the ALO to go into the ministry because they have changed the rules for these devices, and there's a possibility that it could interfere with some repeaters, but not the national system. The ALO has reported back, and we've seen those stuff, and what is in here is a formulation from a comment from FinTech on how we should deal with interference from these devices. I think it's important that council read it, understand it, and be able to articulate it to people when they start, if they have any problems, and know that if people do have problems, this information is here for those trustees and the computer owners to refer to. So it's important that as councillors we know about them and can speak about it. So it's like to urge everybody to know. In many ways, it's a battle that we lost, which is a shame, but it's not the war, and we should accept it and move on and fight the more important ones. But it is likely to come up at branches, we do need to know how to respond to it. So that's my comment, and I'd like to move the report. Over.
Thank you, John, ZL2HD, ZL2KH. Yes, and I assume that once this report's been adopted, it'll appear in info line and in break-ins too, so that people can read it for themselves.
I think that would be a good idea.
Do we have a second of this report be adopted?
ZL2AMJ will second it.
Who was that, please?
ZL2AMJ.
Thank you, Frank. So it's been moved by ZL2HD, seconded by ZL2AMJ that we adopt the FinTag report, receive the FinTag report. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, all those wishing to vote against that, please speak now. Right, now, the break-in editor is an annual report, so I presume it's the one that Tony's been asking for so that we can have it ready for the February meeting. And we'll take that and the AREC financial reports together. Will someone move that those reports be adopted or be received? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2HD.
Thank you, John. It moves ZL2HD. Seconded by?
ZL1TK.
Thank you, Phil. Is there any discussion on those? ZL2KH listening?
ZL2HD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I read the report on item D very carefully. We made some proposals in the face-to-face in Auckland, and I was a bit surprised to see no mention of them in there. We did articulate the decisions we made in that meeting to him, didn't we? Over.
I thought we did. I'm pretty sure we did. Over.
Yeah, I mean, especially in regards to colour, that's the one that's concerning me. Over.
Yes, well, it looks like because there's a lack of advertising for the inside the back page, he's using that for the colour rather than putting colour pages in, John. Over.
Yeah, but it looks like we've made no progress. That was something which he and members had told us were important to them. But it looks like it's gone dead on us. Over.
Yes, I think you'd be right there. Is there anyone else with any comment on that? Over. So it's a perception rather than the reality. Okay. We can but persist. Any further discussion on reports B and E? Over.
I've got an additional one to put on the SRD one, Roy, if we can go back for a very quick minute while I draw your attention to it, ZL2AMJ.
Yes, go ahead, Fred.
Yes, the previous one on 7-8 Charlie, I'd like to draw your attention to the attention of council to the appendix, which is on the next page to the three most common solutions one. because it's part of the same deal. I'm sorry I overlooked mentioning it before, but I think that the appendix also will be of interest to quite a number of people, and shouldn't be overlooked. ZL2KH, ZL2AMJ, standing by.
Yeah, ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH, yes. Thank you, Fred, for pointing that out, and I assumed that that would be published along with the other part in InfoLine and in Bragan. I think they're both very necessary to be published as widely as possible. Do you agree with that? ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH.
Yeah, roger, Roy.
Thank you. Okay. Roy, any further discussion on reports? Delta and Echo, over. Okay, anyone wishing to vote against the receiving of those reports, speak now, please. Those reports are received. Item 7-9. Does anyone see any potential problem, either in principle and practice, regarding this item? ZL 2KH listening.
ZL2AMJ.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I've been involved with these things over many years, and I can't see any significant reason to change it. All it really means is that the people looking after the radio regulations will chop out that block 4 and insert this very long extract from the HAREC requirement. Quite what that does, I really don't know, because each document is sort of a legal basis from where we start with the teaching business and developing courses and so on, but it still requires an interpretation of the HAREC annex, annex 6 to the HAREC document, TR6102 I think it is, the initial document. It still requires a working document in order to prepare it for teaching purposes. So it doesn't matter at all whether it's the paragraph 4 that is the existing one or the HAREC one that is produced, because they are both the same sort of requirement in terms of regulatory requirement, but in terms of producing a teaching document, neither of them is useful. It's got to be done by means of a working syllabus to divide it up into teaching lumps and so on, and to prepare it for teaching. Now, when you look at the actual document itself on about the second or third page here, the columns of bits and pieces, there's one important difference between the HAREC one and the New Zealand document that we've been using in the study guides, and that is that the New Zealand administration has always required the regulations to be at the front of the teaching document. The thinking being that the purpose of the examination is to ensure that people understand the business of operating in crowded bands and interference creation, all that sort of thing, how to minimise impact on your neighbouring stations, all that sort of aspect is head of the important list from the ministry's point of view. However, in the HAREC document, they put it last, and it comes over on the second page on of the 7-09 HAREC summary of having the ITU regs and all the other bits and pieces and the Q-code running and another. Those are all at the wrong end of the document. So those sort of things still lean towards the requirement for needing a different teaching document to the one that's published here. So my summary of the whole thing is either you clutter up the radio regulations as a sort of a general purpose publication with long words and put the HAREC one in, or you use the shorter version and leave it alone as it is. And quite frankly, I can't see any choice between the two. Apart from cluttering up the radio rigs with a lot of irrelevant stuff to the reader of the normal radio rigs, there's not much point. Each of the documents of the proposals is pretty useless as it is. It's got to be further interpreted for teaching purposes. So all in all, I don't quite know why this has arisen. There may be some regulatory reason that the ministry staff want are actually mentioned to tighten up our association with the reciprocity arrangements and so on, but I don't think that's justification for doing what they're doing here. So all in all, I think this is one of these unnecessary regulatory changes which has to be done with care, and all it's doing is really possibly is cluttering up a document which is used for other services and so on, and they will all say, why have the amateurs got all this stuff published? I'd be surprised if the ministry goes ahead with this. They'll take our ancient councils, they'll go to AMJ.
ZL2AMJ, ZL3KHS. Okay, Fred. Yes, I don't think the fact that they've got all the regulations at the end as number 10B means that it's less important. I think they've just numbered them and put them in, you know, for argument's sake. I think that item 4 and item 5 doesn't mean that receivers are more important than transmitters because one's placed before the other. But is there any further discussion on this? And before I ask Fred to recommend what he thinks we should do, head out 2KH listening for further discussion.
Okay,
go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Roger, Roy, thank you. Well, I think it's, as was mentioned, business and radio regulations, this is to do with any teaching document directly, it's the syllabus. As I recall, one of the important features of our exam is that it is in fact compliant with the CEPT syllabus and requirements, and this would be one simple way of indicating that it in fact does in fact comply with the fashion of our regulations. Like to say, the order is totally irrelevant. This is a syllabus, not a teaching document. But I don't see any problem with putting this in and end any discussion as to whether our exam is compliant with the CEPT syllabus or not. ZL2KH1PK.
ZL1PK, ZL2KH. Yeah, thank you, Phil. Yes, my thoughts are that if it's put into the regulations, it's a simple matter of maintaining our reciprocity with the CEPT countries. Any further discussion? Is that our 2KH listening?
This is LKMJ.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, but the argument is that you can achieve that just by saying, by putting in one sentence to say that the New Zealand General Operator Certificate will also comply with Annex 6 of the examination syllabus for the harmonised amateur radio examination, blah, 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 and so on. All you need is one sentence out of it. You don't have to reproduce all those 2.5 pages of what becomes really irrelevant blurb then, because you know where to go under the HAREC reference that they would put in, and you do it all in one sentence. So it's quite a simple problem. Also, in New Zealand, the requirement has been that 20% of the examination is over to the regulatory aspects, namely the regulator, the Q-code, the phonetic alphabet, interference, generation and removal and correction and that sort of thing, plus call signs and so on. There's been a statement that the ministry has come out with regularly that 20% of the exam should cover that. That's a local arrangement which also should be mentioned, but it's not mentioned here. So the difference between the TT syllabus and the ones that are the HAREC one and so on can be accommodated without any difficulty, and all it needs is, I believe, is a quick reference added to the paragraph 4, the existing one, to say that alignment with the Annex 6 of the HAREC, etc. and so on is required, or words to that effect. You've still got your reference with HAREC, you've got it written in the regs, and you haven't cut it up several pages of typing for nothing. Over. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, just a moment, John. It's up to the ministry to put in how they want to word it, but if they can just put in that the CEPT HAREC, it's up to them, it's their regulations. ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Roy. I think we need to move this away. Can I suggest that I have a meeting with the administration team and we come back to council with a bit more background and a more concise recommendation? Over.
Okay, thank you, John. Is all of council happy that an action point be put against ZL2HD to
come up with a recommendation from the administration liaison group, ZL2KH, listening for any comment.
ZL2KH, what did you say?
ZL1PK, ZL2KH.
Well, one thought is, would not the ALO be doing that sort of thing, over?
Yeah, well, the ALO is in that group,
All right, I'll just draw that.
Hello, address comment, so Topsy, can you put 7009 down as an action point against ZL2HD to come up with a more concise recommendation, please, over.
Okay, over.
Thank you. We now come on to item 7/10. I've read through this constitution. It's great to see a branch being reactivated. It appears to be very, very close, just not identical to the draft constitution of NZARC. Do we have any comments? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2MA.
Is that ZL2MAX, was it?
Yes, indeed, Roy. Just wanted to voice my support for those guys. All of them, and all of them, you know, active in various ways. So, yep, just my full support.
Thank you, Max. Would you like to move that we approve this? ZL2MAX, ZL2KH.
Yes, indeed, I'll move that way.
Thank you, Max. Is there a seconder for that motion? ZL2KH listening.
ZL1UD.
Thank you, Tony. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the fielding branch being reactivated and approve their constitution. ZL2KH listening for any discussion. Okay, no discussion, so anyone wishing to vote against that, could you speak now, please? ZL2KH listening. That has been approved. Thank you all. Item 7/11. I'm not quite sure what that is about. We have a flowchart here, the flowchart that came out with the papers, and then there was an email from Tony to say that it was an out-of-date one. And it's not against any particular person, 7/11, so I'll throw it open and see what happens.
It'll go ahead, Tim.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think this is random. It's not in here, as Tony says, it's old. And I think we should not have that discussion here because it is an old paper and it's a bit irrelevant, though.
Thank you. Any other comments? ZL2KH listening. No other comments. So, Topsy, can you remove that? We'll just put in the minutes that it was decided not to discuss it. It'll be discussed if the matter comes up again. And just leave it at that. ZL2KH. Thank you very much. Okay, item 7/12. I had a phone call, as I said earlier, tea time from Vaughan, apologising for this meeting, and he is not in favour of the approval being given. I don't know whether to ask for a motion straight off or just open this up for discussion. I think opening it up for discussion would be best for first, just for a few minutes. Then I'll take KH with me.
Is that
all
one UD?
Is it all one UD? Then I'll take KH.
ZL PKH Council, ZL1 UD. I do not support the group in question. For the reasons listed in my email, over.
Thank you, Tony. Is there any further discussion?
Is it all correct, you think?
Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Roy. I believe we should support this. This is exactly in the aims of NZART in terms of supporting the hobby, supporting our members, and supporting doing the things that we say we should do.
February. The outcome of the meeting and the face-to-face there was published in InfoLine, I think 23S, and it quite clearly instructs branches to go away and undo these activities on their own. We've also had emails to branches from the Vice President directing them to go away and negotiate on their own behalf. And it has generally been NZARC policy to, and you certainly articulated quite a lot, Roy, to return licenses to the branches. All of these directly fall within what this organisation is doing. As well as that, NZART has attempted to deal with issues of licence fees and has not done anything since the current national government was elected. No action has been taken on that issue. On the matter of Cordia, as I said earlier, NZART has handed this over to the branches and informed the branches to go and negotiate this on their own behalf. And everything that this organisation is doing is exactly in line with our policies, our practices, and reflects what this council has been doing over the last few years. The points that Tony made in his email are just to some degree unbelievable and need to be ignored, or they need to be put back where they belong, which is probably under Tony's pillow, because I think they're made up. So I think this organisation, NZART, should support the formation of this organisation and to actually even approach them to work with them to solve the problems that we have been unable to resolve. Over.
Thank you, John. Is there any further discussion on this point before I ask for a motion? Red Isle 2K8 listening.
Go
ahead, Fred.
I've been following this with interest. I've not been involved with it directly at any stage. Some years ago, I was sent a copy by somebody in the mail of a constitution for this type of organisation, and I can't remember how I reacted to it at the time, but I've not been directly involved in any way at all with it until recently, when I got an invitation to go to the meeting and a copy of a new constitution, or an amended constitution, whatever it was at that stage. And I think it's an excellent idea. The people involved are experienced experts in this. It's an area in which councillors have very little expertise as personal attachments to themselves. It's too wide a field for any one person to be involved, and to get a lot of experts together are actually involved with the ownership of these things, to have money invested in them and so on, is I think a first class idea for NZART to support it. And it takes a lot of the difficulty out of the work that the council has been struggling with. And you've got to bear in mind too that the continuity of councillors is a 2-year period, and may extend, of course, but a lot of the experience comes and goes, and we haven't got it available. Whereas if we've got a team, if there's a society with a team whose purpose it is to look after these things, the continuity issue is considerably eased. It also enables councillors to get on with the governance of the association and not get involved in some of the specialist work in which they're not really competent to handle. So all in all, I believe it's a wonderful step forward, and I take my hat off to the people who finally got around to doing something about it. So there are 2KH and councillors at L2AMJ.
Is it on 2AMJ? Is it L2KH? Thank you, Fred. There are some concerns out there amongst the public, or the ham radio public, that branches will lose the autonomy with their repeater licences, with regarding insurance cover and that sort of thing, and I think that we need to, one of the things I would like is to actually find out a bit more about how they are going to do things, but I'll leave it open for further discussion before I ask for a motion. ZL 2KH listening. Okay, do we have a motion regarding item 7 bar 12?
ZL 2HD.
Go ahead, John.
To tell you the truth, Roy, I really think we should put this on hold. I think the truth has had meetings, and at those meetings they've been explaining to people. I don't think enough people have heard the information they need to hear to be able to make an effective decision. And an example of that would be some of the emails we've seen from councillors in the last couple of days. It shows that as a group, we really don't understand the issue and we need to get more information. So rather than make a decision now, I think we should give this group a chance to run for a little bit, to try to get up and going. I know they're asking for our support, but if council doesn't understand what they're doing, I think we'd be wrong to give it at this early stage. Over.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yes, I've asked Dick Greenbank for details of how they propose to do things and a timeline, and I haven't received any definite answers yet, but I have received from him an undertaking that everything will be amicable, which is a big thing. Okay, are there any other ideas? ZL2KH listening.
ZL2KH.
Go ahead, Coxley.
Considering this group has never had any contact with NZRT or discussion with us about it, why should we give them the support at this stage? So I vote no.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ZL2HD.
What Coxley says isn't correct. What we are discussing is a letter from them, so we have had contact from them, and there's no motion on the floor, so you can't vote. And I think even to do that is pretty bad form, I think, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I would have reminded Topsy that there was no motion at this stage. We have fairly vague things in the media room, the news release. It doesn't deal with some of the nitty-gritty that I feel council would like to know, or I would like to know anyway. So is there any further discussion or a motion or anything else at this stage? That are 2KH listening.
ZL2AMJ.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I think something positive to the effect that council are generally sympathetic to this, subject to further inquiries answering various aspects of it, but the general trend of the thing should be encouraged. I think that's the approach to take at this stage and not reject it out of hand in any way, but to welcome this initiative and try and encourage it in the correct direction, which is what NZRT is all about, over.
ZL2HD.
Roy, trying to check, don't we have a letter from Dick that we should be discussing? Is that why it's not the agenda? Is there a letter to you, I believe?
There was one to me I forwarded to council. I can't remember what was in it apart from the fact that Dick asked us for approval and attached this media release with news release, which has just come out with the papers, John, over.
Oh, thank you, yes. So we really should be discussing, as we are, this letter and whether or not we could give the support he's asking for. I think that's where we're at. So we do have more information than just the media release. So I think we should respond to this letter. Well, thank you very much, and we've left the matter on the table. Can I move that we do that? Over.
Thank you. I'll accept that motion. So it's been moved by ZL2HD that we reply to our fans saying that we thank them for their letter and that the matter is left on the table for future decision. Do we have a seconder for that motion?
ZL2AMJ.
Can you go ahead, Fred?
Yeah, I prepared to second that because just this time, it's an education problem. We've got to get the word out there, or people have got to get the word out that this is a step forward and it's a positive move and that's the way it should be driven, over.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. So it's moved by ZL2HG, seconded by ZL2AMJ. It's now open for discussion. I'm listening. There's no further discussion, so anyone wishing to vote against that motion, please speak now. That motion is carried. Thank you. Now we get on to item 7-13, which is the district plan change in Wellington for antenna height. ZL2HC, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just a quick report. Mike Newman, the local government liaison officer, and I met with an officer of the Wellington City Council, and this is being done under the direction of the Environment Court on behalf of NZRT and the Wellington branches. And we're just making progress, and it's pretty important stuff. because it's like all councils, it's just the president around the country, so we are fighting it. I hope Mike will give us a full report in time for our next meeting. It needs to be put on the table. This is what NZA asked us to do on behalf of its members. And it's a slow process. North Shore was a good case, but we are making progress. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Yes, and that's good. Is there any discussion on that? Any questions for John? ZL2KA53. Thank you very much. We'll now go on to item 7-17, and you'll see there the date that the office will be closed for annual holidays. Is there anyone else seeking leave of absence? Bearing in mind that our next council meeting will be the first Tuesday in February. We will not have one in January.
Sit out 4QS, sit out 3QT. 4QS, ZL3TNT. Are you online, John? ZL3KH, ZL3TNT, no. He may be there in amongst the noise, it's very hard to hear. There is someone there, but I can't actually tell if it's John.
Thanks, Ann. I'll send him an email. Okay, but that's the plan at this stage. And don't forget, this is, it's the 7th today, which only leaves 24 days to get any nominations in. Is there any further general business that our 2KH listening?
Hello, Curly.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, as John said of HD, are you going to be talking with John Walker, the colour here for Brayton?
Topsy, I was going to go back through the minutes, find out what we decided to do, come back to council to see if we have either not done it or we need to do something. Over.
Okay, thanks.
ZL2KH to council, is there any more general business? Well, there being none, and I may not be talking to all of you on the air before Christmas, so thank you very much for participating tonight. Thanks for being at my place, and I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. Safe travelling if you're going anywhere. Safe travelling if you're getting home again after going anywhere. And we'll catch up with you again in the new year. And by email, of course. And I'll appreciate you closing the meeting at 21:13. Good night all, and thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Roy.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. It's from 2L2AMJ. All the best, everybody.
Cheers, guys. Good evening.
And just for the benefit of Tony, I've gone for 5 weeks now without a cigarette, so there'll be no smoke outbreaks at the face-to-face.
Well done, Roy. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations, Roy. That's already said I've got collective hearing, has it?
Well, that's your problem. You'll be screaming heat by the time the face-to-face is over. Okay, then I'll 2K actually at night off.
Good night, Roy. Good night, everyone. Good night. Merry Christmas.